Taking away health care from Minnesotans means that they won't be able to access preventative treatments, prescriptions, the health care that they need to be able to get a job. All this is going to result in is fewer people with health care. It will not result in more people getting to work.
Senator Benson talks about the get back to work, Minnesota Care, eventually employer supported health insurance. That's not a viable route as far as you're concerned.
A lot of the folks who qualify for Medicaid expansion are folks who may be on the edge, who they may not have a certifiable disability, they may not be on SSI, but they still experience major challenges. It's not just about the jobs being available, it's about transportation, it's about childcare, it's about the reality of what it is when you are living with chronic conditions that may inhibit your ability to show up at work every single day. We all want people to work. It is absolutely a value that we all hold, but this is not a realistic way to achieve that. This is actually counterproductive to getting people to work.
Folks up here kind of painted the picture that there are folks who can be working and really aren't, and they're getting MA benefits. So fundamentally, you disagree with that.
We do disagree with that. We believe that Minnesotans need health care in order to access work and in order to achieve successful employment. And we know that there are a lot of barriers that the exception process supposedly that will be put into place just won't catch a lot of those people. These changes would be extremely costly, extremely complicated, and would have a lot of unintended consequences. There are plenty of people who are working and on Medicaid, and the barriers that would be put in place, the verification levels, the reporting, et cetera, is only going to trip people up and cause people to lose their health care.